Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be going live at PrisonPlanet.tv with the balance of the transmission starting in the next segment in T-minus 7.5 minutes. Got a bunch of other news I haven't even covered yet. We'll be going over. We have Judge Andrew Napolitano coming up in the second half of the final hour today. We're going to have open phones in the last half hour of this hour and the next half hour into the final hour. I want to get into the Copenhagen situation because this is really good news, and we need these victories, and these are substantive victories. But these are only battles we've won. We've not won the war. That's important to understand. You can't have one battle and then go home. You've got to have sustained perseverance against this. Also, I want to get into Obama administration defies congressional subpoena on Fort Hood documents. Cover up going on there with that case that looks like a false flag. We can't prove it. We can prove the underwear bomber was an inside job. I wanted to go back to Ted Anderson here for just a minute. For those that just joined us, Ted Anderson's the owner of the Genesis Network. He also owns Midas Resources. And I only promote sponsors I believe in. And, you know, a lot of these gold companies haven't been around but for a few months or maybe a year. Ted's been in the gold and silver business for 31 years. He's had Midas Resources for, what is it, 12 or 13? And he's got a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau, folks. There's not many gold outfits that have that because, you know, even if they're a good outfit, people complain. No, he has a AAA rating. I don't know of anybody else that has that. AAA Better Business Bureau rating. And when I'm telling you that I buy my silver and gold, a few silver coins here, a gold coin there, over the years, I bought quite a bit of gold and silver as an emergency backup. And I don't buy it as an investment. You know, when gold went up to $1,200-plus an ounce or almost up to $1,300 an ounce, I didn't sell gold. I bought it $800. I didn't sell gold. I bought it $270. I didn't sell gold. I bought it $500. I didn't sell silver, you know, that I bought at $5, $6 an ounce when it, you know, almost hit $20 an ounce. I just keep it as an emergency backup. And, of course, it's not silver bullet. It's not bulletproof, but it's the closest to a silver bullet that you're going to get. And so I just wanted to have Ted back briefly here to tell folks about that gold offer one more time and explain to them with the fifth of an ounce Frank coin what you're basically getting gold at $500 an ounce with that deal.
You really are if you consider the discount of the subscription. I mean, Bob Chapman writes a really good newsletter. He does charge $159 a year. I need to say that's probably one of the lowest price annual subscriptions to the newsletters out there. The information, I mean, it's 40 to 60 pages. He emails it, twice a week. And, I think it's important information to have. So when you factor that in off of the $249.68, which right now is, you know, it's the 260 range now for the same coin. It's quite the discount. It's really a good value. And I really think that people need to have fractional gold coins. I mean, it's going to get down to the point where if you need to buy a loaf of bread and some gasoline and whatever else, other staples that you need, and the value of the currency has fallen through the floor, a fifth of an ounce of gold is going to mean an awful lot to you. Even if it's only one that you can buy, at least this gives you the opportunity to buy one and also get a full-year subscription. And it gets you down actually below that $500 an ounce, and you'd have to go clean back more than 10 years to be able to buy gold at the same level.
Well, folks, the toll-free number to call and to take advantage of this offer is 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. And again, if you want to take advantage of this super deal Ted's been offering, these discounts, I don't know how much longer they can last. Ted's had this going for quite a while. When are you going to have to raise prices, Ted?
Well, I mean, I have a few francs left in storage, so I'll be holding it for a little while. But, again, it's just a matter of when people buy, and when I run out of supply, prices will go up. So
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Get involved today, folks. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You've all seen it on the news. It's slave training. The naked body scanners, recording your genitals. And by the way, I'm going to announce the winners tomorrow. I always get behind on these contests because there's scores of videos to watch, but I've got to narrow down to just a few. I will announce tomorrow absolutely the winners of the Naked Body contest video that's now educating so many people out there. The TSA knows it's an act of submission. Now they have mobile trucks they want. We played the Homeland Security videos. We're outside sports stadiums or events. They're going to make you go through these naked body scanners. But you've seen it on the news where they get women and men, but especially women, and the TSA guards take their hands and go around the women's breast. Paul Watson in England talked about his girlfriend, and I talked to her on the phone. She said it's very painful. But imagine having people squeezing your breast, putting their hands between your legs, doing all of this. But what happened with Christine Ebersole is that she said, no, you're not going to touch my breast because, you know, there's a little piece of metal in her bra. And so they let her on through, but then basically sent a SWAT team after her as an act of submission. Christine Ebersole, ChristineEbersole.com, is an American actress and singer. She's been a veteran of television, film, and Broadway for a number of years. She starred in a number of television programs, including Saturday Night Live, One Life to Live, Will and Grace, Shoot Me, Just Shoot Me, and Murphy Brown. She found considerable success, also appearing in Oklahoma, Camelot, Dinner at 8 Steel Magnolias, 42nd Street, which she won the Tony Award for Best Leading Actress in a Musical. And I've gotten a chance to know her. She's a 9/11 skeptic, a 9/11 truther, somebody that has a lot of courage. And I've had a chance to march with her in Lower Manhattan, and had a chance to go out with her and her husband for dinner. She's a great lady. And again, we appreciate her coming on with us. She called me, I guess it was Saturday, somewhat agitated but still controlled, saying she was on the plane, that she'd just basically been SWAT teamed at the airport. And again, this is psychological conditioning to then have these type of activities on the streets. They now have federal grants for police to take blood without warrants all over the country. In many states, this is happening. And it's just really getting into our comfort zones, really getting into our space, doing things that are more authoritarian. You know, the Nazis stopped you at checkpoints and asked for papers. Well, now they want your blood. Now they want to scan your body. The British government admits, and our government admits, these body scanners violate child porn laws. But they don't care. Christine Ebersole, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. I really think this is an important story, just to let people know that we have rights as sovereign human beings, and I think I was exercising them on that Sunday in Burbank Airport. But I just wanted to share with you just kind of the straight up about what happened. You know, I've been traveling a lot because I'm a singer, and I've been doing concerts around the country, and I first became concerned, you know, at that staged underwear bomber Christmas pageant, as I call it, you know, which allowed them to put in the scanners in Chicago. And I was very worried about that because I thought, I'm not going to go through the scanners. I'm not going to subject myself to the radiation, and let alone that it's a violation of my privacy. So I did stop through Chicago, and I was kind of had spent some sleepless nights rehearsing what I was going to say. But I was able to circumvent that because I, you know, because they make it random, and they do these random sort of drills, and they just keep you off balance, so you never know what's going to hit you or at what time or when. But at this particular case, I was able to circumvent it and, you know, go through a place that was not a scanner, a naked body scanner. However, when I did go through the metal detector and didn't put off any alarms in Chicago, they patted me down. They said, I have to pat you down. And I never said anything, you know, because you're always surprised when it's a new experience. You don't really have the wherewithal to say the things that you want to say. But afterwards, I just felt this sort of toxic residue and felt ashamed and felt embarrassed and humiliated. And it stayed with me for a long time. And then the second time that it happened, when I traveled again and I had gone through the metal detectors and was not, made no sound, but then it's always, in my case, when a female guard is, it's almost like the prison, you know, the female prison guard, you know, that wants to just show dominance. Whenever it's a female, I don't really get it when it's going through when there's men behind the...
Yeah, this is a prisoner. I mean, we're all being trained, people who'd never be inside a jail, to go through a prison frisking procedure.
Yeah. So it's always the women that pick me out randomly and say, you have to be patted down. So then the second time it happened, I said, why? Why are you patting me down? It's random. So then I let her do it again. And again, I felt this like toxic residue just about, and it felt
which again sets the precedent that we all randomly are searched, getting rid of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So what happened was I kind of forgot about it, and I did a concert in Northridge on Saturday night, and Sunday morning I was flying to San Francisco. So I went through the Burbank Airport. So my flight was around 9:30. I get to the airport around 8:15. And one of the first things that happened was when I'm putting on my shoes, you know, to put them in the security bin, all of a sudden somebody from Homeland Security starts shouting. I don't know what they're saying because, you know, it's all new and it's just sort of chaotic. And everybody's ordered to freeze in their spot, whatever they're doing, freeze. And then some time goes by, and then you're able to continue what you're doing.
And again, this is so Orwellian. They're just adding more and more controls, more and more harassment.
Mm-hmm.
And they do this with the school kids in these drills now, too, training us how to be prisoners.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I asked one of the guards, I said, what was that about? He says, it's just a drill, ma'am, in case something happens. So then after I take, you know, my shoes off and everything, and I go through, and I'm not wearing any jewelry, nothing. I don't set off any alarms. Oh, there's a woman guard on the other side, and she says, you have to go behind, right behind the metal detector is sort of a glass room where everybody can see.
Which, and again, is part of the public humiliation.
Exactly.
Training you to just put up with anything.
Mm-hmm. So she takes me back into the glass room, and she says, I have to pat you down. I said, I don't want to be patted down. So that kind of surprised him a little bit. I said, you can use the wand. but I don't want you to touch me. So they kind of ignored it a little bit, you know, because they were...
Which is a basic human right to not be touched.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
I mean, again, they're just... They're blowing past all these boundaries, and I know I keep interrupting. I just want to point out how each part of this has been psychologically designed to humiliate you and break your will. Go ahead.
Exactly. So I said, you can use the wand. So she has me, first of all, sit down and look at the bottom of my feet to make sure there's no bomb-making material on my bare feet. And then I'm supposed to spread my legs and stand on the image of feet on the floor. And so at this certain distance, you know, so I'm spreading my legs. And she says, if the wand goes off, I'm going to have to touch the spot where the wand, you know, makes the noise. So the bra that I was wearing has wire in it and, you know, metal, there's little metal things in the strap. So she gets to the point where it's underneath my breast and the alarm goes off. And, you know, rather than touching me there, I lifted my shirt and showed her my bra. I said, this is my bra, and you see the wire underneath that? That's what's making the sound. This was in lieu of having her touch me there, because I instructed, I did not want her to touch me.
And again, here you are, this evil, guilty person, mm-hmm. for having tiny little clips in your bra, and you're now the prisoner, mm-hmm. in, you know, having to go through this. This is the new American way.
So because I lifted my bra in this glass area, I mean, I lifted my shirt and showed my bra, which everyone could see. I didn't mind. You know, you wear that in the summertime when you're at the beach. So but I don't want her to touch me. So I showed the bra, and that's when the supervisor came in, or what I assume was the supervisor. And she said, are we having a problem here? I said, no, there's no problem.
We having a problem here, slave?
Uh-huh, yeah. And it was with a slight, you know, of course, the attitude. And basically went on to lecture me that I'm causing trouble because I'm impeding the security measures. And she went on to explain again if there it was any sound, she'd have to touch that spot. I said, well, ma'am, I answer to a higher authority. And I am a sovereign human being, which means I am the supreme authority over my body. And I have a right as a sovereign human being to ask you not to touch me. I'm not a criminal. I haven't been accused of a crime. Are you suspecting me of something? Are you looking for something? We're looking, she said, we're looking for bra bombs. You see, now they've moved from the shoe to the underwear and now to the bra. And it's interesting how now they're going to the traditionally in tribal, you know, law, the more vulnerable group. The women who bear the children that are there for the tribe to protect.
And let's remember, we've proven the shoe bomber was staged. It's been conclusively proven that the underwear bomber was staged. All of this is staged.
Mm-hmm.
And now they admit Homeland Security is for the American people. It was never for the cave people.
Mm-hmm. Well, after she gave me the lecture and she said, you know, the reason why I was profiled was because I was wearing loose clothing. And I went, you know, and I took off all the loose clothing so that you could just see a T-shirt that was sort of tight fitting. And I lifted up my pants legs and I showed her my bare legs, which also upset her. She did not want me to do that because then that means that she couldn't touch my body, you see. So then I said, is everything okay? Am I free to go now? Are you satisfied that you haven't, you know, that I'm not a bomber, I'm not a terrorist, and are you satisfied that you haven't been able to find anything? And she said, yes, but she basically said, I would suggest you don't fly anymore because flying is a privilege, and I can call the police and have them taking you off.
Yeah, they say owning a gun's a privilege, traveling's a privilege. Everything's a privilege now, and we pay all our taxes to the government, and they turn all these minimum wage goons loose on us, but then that's only the beginning of the story. They were going to make you submit. They were going to show everybody what happens to somebody that talks back to the warden in the prison, because we're a prison planet, and we're about to go to break. We're going to come back with Christine Ebersole, ChristineEbersole.com, and talk about what she describes as her SWAT teaming at the gate after she'd gone through the slave boot camp training grid, where they're always adding more suppression incrementally. This is meant to prepare you for forced inoculation, forced DNA removal, DNA databases. That's all admitted. It's all over the news. They take baby's blood at birth for almost 38 years. This is just a lawless group of scum. And of course, the average TSA worker is not a bad person. They're just ignorant like the general public.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Tony Award-winning Best Leading Actress, Christina Ebersole, great lady, is our guest. Charming, intelligent, filled with courage. She's one of the people that helped educate Rosie O'Donnell about 9/11 being an inside job. She's good friends with her. We appreciate Rosie O'Donnell's courage on that front. That's what I appreciate is people that stand up and tell the truth. I don't even have to agree with them on some of their politics. As long as you love the truth, that's what matters. Now, Christine, so they go ahead and let you go through your privilege. They give you your privilege as government god, as the feds that have seized the airports, now seizing the roads, announcing they have TSA and checkpoints all over the country now, expanding this, training our children how to be slaves. Mm-hmm. And so you go on towards the gate. What happens next?
Well, we were early, so I was sitting at the gate with my musical director, John Otto, for about 45 minutes. We were just talking. I was kind of saying, do you believe what just happened? Thinking that was the end of the story. And then they announced that they were going to begin boarding, and I was on one of those short flights. So you know how it is, Alex, where you don't have assigned seating, but they'll say, you know, you're in A, 15 to 18, so you kind of get in a line, and there's three different lines. So everybody was in line. They announced that we're boarding. We all get in line, so everyone's facing the front, like the front of a classroom. All of a sudden, there's about six security members that were different, and they were different than the ones that had me at the security checkpoint. They were a different group. And they said, ma'am, we need you to come over to me. Come over here right now. I've got to pat you down. So to take me out of the group. Now, mind you, everyone's waiting to get on the plane. So I go to the front of the class. I'm taken to the front of the class because, you know, they caught me, you know, throwing spitballs. So I'm at the front there, and I said, I don't understand what's going on. We went through this at security. Ma'am, it's random. Ma'am, I need to pat you down right now.
So another lie again. This is supposedly random. So they just congenital lying, a culture of deceit.
Yeah, twice random? I don't think so. And that's what John said. He goes, what do you mean? We went through that. It was random back at security. It's not random now. You're selecting her out. They wouldn't answer him. So I go to the front, and I said, I thought we already went through this. I told you I don't want you to touch me. And I start to take my coat off, and I start to take my shirt off, my outer shirt off, and they're freaking out. Don't take your coat off. Don't take your coat off. Get the police. Get the police. They didn't want me to take my coat off because then that would, you know, mess them up from, you know, they wouldn't.
No, they've got to have the act of submission.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their great power. And how many have been caught being pedophiles? How many have been caught demanding women give them sex? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is their domination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I continued to take my coat off. I wasn't listening to them. And they were continuing to yell for the police. And then I said, I see. This is because I said I didn't want you to touch me back at security. So you're showing me who's boss now. You're making an example of me. Ma'am, it's random. I said, are you having a problem with me? No, ma'am, you've been a model passenger. You've been a model passenger. Now put your arms out. We got to pat you down. So, and everybody's watching it. Everybody's watching it. So, I mean, I never raised my voice, never did any of that. I put my arms out. I said, I already told you I didn't want you to touch me. And they went ahead and they patted me up and down, you know, with a T-shirt on that's, you know, clinging to my body, so, and pants, the bottom. Which I already showed them back at security. I lifted up my pants leg. I showed them my bare legs underneath. But, you know, they want to show who's boss. And then when I said, am I the only one that's being picked out randomly? No, ma'am, we're waiting for you to get on the plane. Now get on the plane. You want to get on the plane now? You want to get on the plane? You want to fly today? Want to fly today? So that was the deal there. But, of course, I wasn't. You see, they wait until everyone's boarding, and I've got a concert. I got to make money. I have a family to support, and so I'm not going to jeopardize that.
No, it's all been psychologically figured out to make you submit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you describe this to me as SWAT team like.
Yeah, well, it was because they had like some. I didn't see any guns, but I'm just saying like metaphorically a SWAT team because like there's like six or seven people descending on me. All these security guards, and they probably all had a conference with with each other because they were pissed off because I said, I don't want you to touch me. So they said, hey, you know, let's go after her and make her an example and show her who's boss.
Well, I've seen countless YouTube videos on local news of TSA going crazy. Have you seen the one where the military vet in his uniform, they want to search him, they want to humiliate him, so when he just talks back, they beat him up and then charge him with assaulting him? Or the new thing is making people who can't walk get up, and if a person won't get out of a wheelchair, they just tell you that you're not going to fly. So it's now they make people get out of their wheelchairs who can't walk, and so families have to try to hold them up, and then they get screamed at. I mean, I don't want to fly through George W. Bush or George H.W. Bush Airport in Houston because I've flown through it three times, and once internationally, and they're just screaming at everyone, yelling. It's like Planet of the Apes. We're like running, and the TSA screaming and yelling, and people are freaked out. And they're screaming at old women on crutches and just foaming at the mouth and insane power trips. Let's talk about what you'd like to be done about this when we come back. Stay with us.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
All right, I'm going to get into the global carbon tax collapsing at the national and international level, but not at the local level. We're winning battles, but not the war yet. But we're well on our way to exposing that fraud. I've got some other false flag terror news I want to go over and your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. So Christine Ebersole, you know, you've told the story of what happened to you. This has happened to countless other flyers. I've been screamed at. I've had them pull out our Sony cameras that a five-year-old can tell what it is. A three-year-old probably could. Some two-year-olds could tell and say, what is this? It's a camera. I said, what is this? And I have, you know, had them pull out a little shampoo bottle that even follows their specs in Billings, Montana, and start screaming at me getting off on it. And it seems to be certain airports. You go through some, they're really nice. It's not very oppressive. You go through others, it's worse. Mm-hmm. Let's be specific. What airport did this happen to you in, and have you seen that it's worse in certain airports?
Well, of course, Chicago, because that's, you know, really a central area for flying, international flying. I think the most flights go out of there. But this was in Burbank, Bob Hope Burbank Airport in California. In Burbank, California. Well, I think really, Alex, what I've noticed is just happening incrementally. It's like the Jews, you know, didn't start out at the camp. They start out with the star. Then they can't go out after six. Then they're in the ghetto. And then, you know, it's finally leave your name on the luggage at the platform and we'll get it to you. But it doesn't happen. It's that what you were discussing earlier, it's the incremental that's happening. And I noticed that they stop using the wands, and then they start using the pat-down. This is like something that's been kind of recent for me, anyway.
Well, think about what a big deal this is. Naked body scanners putting their hands on you, asking you questions, and it only gets worse and worse and worse, and it's training them. It's training the government employees that all of this is acceptable.
Yes.
And it, again, it's all being done by design. Where do you see this is headed? Because we know that...
Well, I think really what the hope is to sort of view this experience as nonviolent resistance. And you know, like Rosa Parks didn't give up her seat. You know, don't give up your seat at the lunch counter. Know your rights. Know that we are, because the mere fact that we were created and that we live on this earth gives us rights. And we are sovereign human beings, and know your rights. And you, that's what we teach our children, isn't it? We tell our children, listen, don't let any strangers touch you. You know, this is your body. And you need to protect it, and you speak out. Does that change when you become an adult? And then all of a sudden you submit yourself? It's okay to teach your children, but not for yourself. You don't have to protect yourself. So you see, that's the thing, is that, you know, that we don't understand how powerful we are as human beings. We don't understand that. And that's, if everybody went to the airport and said, I don't want you to touch me, and I don't want, I'm not going through the scanners, the whole thing would collapse. But it's because we're in agreement with it, because we think we don't have any rights. I was talking to somebody in front of the line just, you know, on my way back to California from San Francisco, and she was making a joke about, like, you know, she knew it was ridiculous, but she was making a joke about the scanners. You know, we'll all have to go through the scanners. I said, I'm not going through the scanners. She said, you know, she looked at me like, we have a choice? I said, you have a choice. You are a sovereign human being. You are the supreme authority over your body. And you can say no.
Unless you're a convicted prisoner, and they're treating us like convicted prisoners, and the low-level people don't even know what they're doing. They're just as ignorant as the general public. But the globalists know exactly what they're doing, and this is a key part of their overall operation. This is a drill or a boot camp training us that all of America and all of the world is basically a giant re-education camp.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So I think it's just a matter of practicing nonviolent resistance and knowing the rights of man. It's that simple.
Well, I mean, you know, I don't really believe in the classic term karma, but I do believe in you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, you know, the bad mojo or whatever you want to call it, of grabbing people's genitals, rubbing people's breasts, dominating people, putting them through naked body scanners. And how as Americans or as British, this is global, or as Europeans, will you let them take your three-year-olds? Because now TSA has said, just like England, they are phasing it in. It will be mandatory. They're just, quote, acclimating the public. I mean, that's TSA's own words. Mm-hmm. So we're now going to put our babies in body scanners that pound us with radiation. Now they're saying, well, women may have people sew in bombs inside their breasts.
Yeah.
So now we may have to have chest x-rays, which nobody doubts are cause cancer.
That's right.
I mean, what comes next? We've got to do brain surgery before you can fly to make sure there's not a bomb inside your head?
No, that's right. If you need a colonoscopy, you don't need to go to the doctor. Just go through airport security. You know, they don't find the terrorists. They might get a couple of polyps. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So that's why we have to practice nonviolent resistance. I mean, there's a way to beat it. You know, there's a way to at least combat it, you know. At least, you know, here's the thing. The bottom line is, after I stood up for myself and they still, you know, touched my body, I didn't have the same residual toxic effect because I stood up for something I believe in. I didn't just lay down.
You fought back against the rape. You didn't enjoy it.
No. But I didn't. I didn't submit willfully and, you know, and feel.
Exactly. I found that when I argue with the TSA when they get out of control and put them in their place sternly, like I'm talking to my dog when it's been bad, that I then feel good. And they feel bad. But see, they're getting a good feeling off their evil. It's adding to the whole delusion that the terror threat is real and that it isn't staged. For those that don't know, it's now been in the Detroit News. It's now been in other publications. In congressional testimony, we even have the video, actually. We ought to play that. The deputy head of the State Department said, we were ordered to let the underwear bomber on the plane, and he was protected. And the FBI for 2 months lied about that and had to admit later they were covering up. Mm-hmm. I mean, that whole thing was staged. In 7-7, it was a drill using government patsies who thought they were taking part in a drill. And, again, we're showing video right now off the mainstream news where they put their hands under women's breast and go in circles. And I've talked to, Paul Watson's girlfriend now of many years, and she says it's painful what they do in England. She says they actually squeeze.
But then what if you said no, I won't do it? What if hundreds of people said no? Hundreds of people said no.
Well, they are saying no, and then 30 civil rights groups have sent letters to TSA and to Homeland Security. Look, it's not just that they're going to squeeze women's breasts and grab men's genitals and body scan your the naked image of your children, your wife, your husband. They're going to take your pension funds. They're going to raise your taxes. They're doing it. This is a criminal group, and they're using psychology, and they're on. I mean, now we told people a year and a half ago, I'm not bragging, it's sad, that Goldman Sachs premeditatedly engineered this whole thing with the other top six banks and globally 10 banks, and they know what they've done, and they might get a slap on the wrist now for robbing everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are obviously in the middle of a major, major shift. And if we can look at it in sort of a spiritual sense, that we are at the period of the rotting fruit right now. And the weight of the rotting fruit, it cannot stand on the tree, and it will eventually fall. And this is the nature and the actual physical energy of secrets and lies. They are finite and corporal like the body. Truth is infinite. But underneath the rotting fruit lies the golden seed. And if we can align ourselves with that seed and just try to just, you know, buckle up, Betty, and just kind of take the ride of this shift right now, I think that we're going to come out in a golden age. I really believe that. And I think that's really the idea of standing in truth, not being afraid of yourself, being a spiritual warrior, not being afraid to speak the truth, and not being afraid of yourself. That's another thing. When we give away our power, we think that we're worthless. But it's not the darkness that we're afraid of. It's the light. It's the power of who we are in our being created in divinity. And that's what we need to just pay attention to and stand in alignment with that.
Extremely heavy, absolutely veritas. What you've said is the truth, Christina Ebersole. And who was it, Martin Luther King, that you like to quote?
That the moral arc of the universe is long, but it bends toward justice. So when we stand in truth, we have the support of the universe. And that's what this shift is about. It's a shift in consciousness, and people are waking up. And waking up and being able to see, like the Matrix, through the false paradigm, through the lies. And now it's happening at such rapid speed, and now it's becoming so transparent. The desperate act of those SWAT team coming after me just showed their desperation. It said nothing about me. It showed everything about this. We better go get her, you know, and hold on to this.
Yeah, it's not about terrorism. It's about domination. Exactly. It's about letting you know, hey, we're the boss.
Mm-hmm. And guess what? It's as simple as the click of the heels, folks. Click of those little heels. You didn't know that you could get home to who you are that quickly. You know, because we're in Oz right now, and it's a horse of a different color. But you don't forget you got the ruby slippers on. And all you do is click them, and you return to yourself. And that's the most powerful thing we have.
Well, what is the movie Ants? Cartoon,
yeah.
the animated.
That's a great one.
And you've got the grasshoppers all sitting around. They're in a grain bin, plenty of food. And one of the aide-de-camp to the head evil grasshopper comes over and says, we got plenty of food here. Why are we dominating and fighting with these ants? And he goes, those little puny ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, it's over for us.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think we're starting to figure it out. That's why everything is just so transparent. Everywhere you turn, it's like, oh, my God, what a lie. Oh, my God, that's such an obvious lie. You know,
And that's why 9/11, as the years go by, people are starting to wake up to, like, wait a minute, it's just a Santa Claus conspiracy. A big fat guy can't fit down a little pipe, you know, and put a 2,000-pound sled on your roof with 8 reindeer. The roof will collapse. And he can't get to China and to your room. You see, that's the perfect metaphor. If you're asleep, you know, he sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So go to sleep, otherwise you don't get the presents. You know, meanwhile, if you're awake, perfect metaphor, you see that mom and dad are arguing over the, you know, the bicycle they can't put together for you. So that's the thing. You just, you know, it's the Santa Claus conspiracy.
Well, you know, I've got great parents, and they never instilled fairy tales in me, but they, when I was about 3, it's one of my earliest really clear memories, there was the chimney in their little house on San Fernando Way in Dallas, Texas, and it had the red bricks with the little spaces in between it of the mortar, and they were explaining Santa Claus comes down to the chimney, like in between these bricks. And I remember being 3 years old and saying, but he's big and fat. This chimney's little bitty because it was a small house. There's no way he's coming down this. And my dad said, yeah, it's just fun. It's not really true. But it's just like they were on the news saying we're going to blow up Building 7. Then they blew it up. Then they said, you never saw that on the news.
I mean, it's laughably tragic. It's really unbelievable. It's really unbelievable. The whole thing about 9/11, all you have to know is that 2 plus 2 is 4. That's all you have to know. That buildings cannot fall in 10 seconds, you know, without unless there's free fall speed. It can't do it if there's gravity, if there's weight underneath it.
Well, they blow all 3 of them up in front of everybody.
Yeah.
And then that day they're saying, we're blowing it up. There's cops saying, get back. We're blowing it up.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's the mind control, the Matrix. Those cops weren't involved in it. They were just told, and we've talked to the cops, there was a countdown. They were told them for 2 hours before, we're going to blow it up. And the cops went, you know, they didn't think, well, how do you wire a building when it's on fire? It takes weeks to do this right. And then they blew it up perfectly, and the cops were like, get back, they're blowing it up. And then Silverstein comes out and says, we blew it up. People say, well, how did you blow it up? He says, well, I didn't mean that. And then we have a Fox News reporter go, yeah, no, Silverstein was talking about blowing it up that day. But that they supposedly debunk us by admitting they were talking about blowing it up, but that they didn't blow it up, Christine.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, this is what's so crazy. Of course they're going to say that, you know?
Well, that's why they're freaking out, because...
Yeah, exactly, because they can't, it's on shifting sands. You see, the rock of truth, it's built on a rock, and it never changes. 2 plus 2 is always 4. It's never, maybe 5. I mean, that's the perfect story. You know, did you ever watch the movie 1984?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so you remember, like, when John Hurt is in the Ministry of Love, which is a torture chamber, and Richard Burton's holding up 4 fingers. He says, how many fingers am I holding up? He says, 4, and he gets tortured. The camera goes back. It comes back up. He says, he holds up 4 fingers. He says, how many fingers am I holding up? He says, I don't know. He says, that's better. And that's the whole thing. They just want to wear you down. If you're terrified and tortured, then you just don't want to be killed. You know, and that's what happened on that day. It was a shock and awe of 9/11. Everyone's scared to death. It's just, you know, I do believe in spooks. I do. Just don't kill me. You know what I mean?
And here's the biggest tell. Not just all the evidence and the drills and the Northwoods and the PNAC documents and the hijackers trained at U.S. bases on and on and on forever and the lies about WMDs. The biggest issue is within about 15, 20 minutes, I'm watching the channels live. I'm in the shower. My wife, girlfriend at the time, wife now, comes and says, get out. Something's happened. And I come out, and I'm sitting there toweling off, and one tower's been hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is terrorism. And she said, no, it's probably just a plane. And I said, no, you watch. It's going to be terrorism. Then another one hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the second one hit, they were on every channel. And I had 2 TVs on, you know, one in each room, flipping back and forth. And they were all saying the same thing. It's a new world order. You're going to have to give your rights up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to attack Iraq. And it was all the same script.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in the media, you understand the script. I mean, you're an actress. You understand a script.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do the same play in L.A. that you can do in San Francisco, or you can do in New York City, you know, on Broadway. And you know the script. You're like, oh, that's Othello.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, that's... whatever play it is. I mean, I'm watching them reading scripts.
Yeah. Well, what about when they told too early that Building 7 was coming down. They said it at 5 o'clock, and it didn't come down until 5:25.
No, exactly, and it was an exact script on three different networks.
Whoops, a little early. I mean, it's so transparent. You see, that's the way lies are. You have to keep changing the story in order to keep it going. You know, with the truth, you just have to tell it once. It's so much easier, you know.
Well, Mark Twain said, if you tell the truth, you never have to remember anything.
That's right.
And that's what's so easy about my job. I mean, I sometimes I get facts and figures and numbers backwards, but it's rare. In a 4-hour show, maybe once a day, I'll listen back to the show and I'll hear something isn't exactly right, and I'll come back and correct it. But these guys are, I mean, it's like Fox News saying there was never a plan to blow up Building 7, and then now one of their senior people goes, "Okay, we were there. They were talking about blowing it up." And it's just incredible. Christine Ebersole, thank you for standing up. Thank you for empowering people through this oppression, through this brainwashing, for breaking the spell and helping others break the spell. We'll talk to you again soon. It was great talking to you, and I'll say bye to you during the break.
And thanks for everything you do.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Christine. Christine Ebersole, standing up against the New World Order and helping others break out of the Matrix. We'll be right back with the good news on climate change.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Okay, Judge Andrew Napolitano is on in the last 30 minutes of the next hour on key issues. I want to congratulate him. I can find nothing wrong with this guy. And I wish I could say that about everybody at Fox, but we're just really excited to have this constitutionalist on with us. Congratulations to him. He is getting, I knew about this months ago, but couldn't talk about it. He is getting the show on the Fox Business Network that goes out worldwide. So not just a contributor to Fox TV, but now his own TV show, destined to be very successful. And so we're excited about that. We've got him coming up. I want to go to Tim, Jason, Tim. Sometimes you just get a bunch of the same name, Mark and others, that are patiently holding. In fact, I'm just going to go to your calls now, and when we eight after second segment of the next hour, I'm going to get into the Copenhagen falling apart completely. I mean, this news is so good, so wonderful. We're going to be talking about it. Right now, let's go to Tim in Nevada. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing? It's good to be back in the United States. I call your show quite a bit from South America. I'm touring in the United States on a wrestling tour. I had to come through Washington, D.C., and I had a similar experience to my fellow performer there. I can't believe when I was listening to what she went through, it sounded like a typical criminal molestation. I mean, I couldn't believe what they put her through, but they made me take my championship belt out of my bag because they said it was blocking the view of my carry-on. So that was embarrassing. I had to take my belt out in front of everybody. And then after that, I did everything they told me to do, going through the scanners. And then they wanted me to go into the full body scanner at the customs after I scanned my passport, scanned my visa, everything from Brazil. And
they wanted to get your biometric body scan. What happened next?
Well, I refused. I told them I was afraid of the radiation. I didn't want to go through it. I told them I felt that it was against my Fourth and Fifth Amendment rights and that I did have a lawyer and that if they wanted to give me a problem, I said, take a look at my belt. I'm not a nobody. I do have lawyers.
And so what happened?
Well, they basically asked me to step over behind. It wasn't a room, but it was like a glass. I don't know. It looked like one of the cubicles, but it was see-through glass. And they basically wanded me down, and then they wanted to pat me down. And I said, you know, I'm not a criminal. I'm not being suspected of anything. You have checked my bags. I've been very, very cooperative. You have no right to do this to me. I don't want you touching me. I then reiterated again that I do have legal representation.
And then what happened?
Well, they basically told me that I was allowed to go, but then the TSA security, he looked like a kid younger than me. He was at least 21 years old, 20 years old. He took my suitcase and he threw it on the ground and broke it. It was a 70-pound suitcase, had my laptop and all my belongings in it.
So now they smash your goods.
Yeah, and I tried to report it to a supervisor, and a supervisor, you know, I love it when they try to say, sir, 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 like they're being polite. But what they're really trying to do is just be, you know, like a polite way of saying you're going to do whatever we want, period.
And, don't get excited, sir. Don't get excited as they get in your face.
Exactly. Well, and then they tried, you know, I'm in my prime right now as a professional wrestler. And as the great Jesse the Body Ventura, I'm a pretty big guy myself. So they tend to try to flip the card on you and they try to pick on you and make you seem like you're a violent person for sticking up for yourself because you're a big person. You're bigger than everybody else.
Oh, so they said, oh, you're a big, tough guy. Oh, you're big.
Exactly. And then, oh, you're picking on us. You're picking on, oh, this big guy's giving us problems. And then they call the other people over. I said, look, you have no right to pick my personal belongings up off the belt and then throw it on the ground. He broke the handle that folds out. And it totally broke off the suitcase from the seam. And I was pissed off. I was like, you know, what the heck is
this? We only got 20 seconds. How did it end?
Well, I got away with just, you know, basically telling the boss off, and I didn't get a SWAT team after me, thank God.
All right, buddy, I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with more calls on the other side. Then what's happening with the globalist fake environmental takeover falling apart at every level? We have a chance to destroy it.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.